خیلی بود. سیمشینن خسیف خس. We had a place which was not Mukaf Ladiva. We had a Kaufaf which had the surrounding wall which was built before they opened the door to it. So we have to be Masakan the Kaufaf. So the Kaufaf already has Machitzas. He's got Poshtaitza. This person thinks he's got a brick wall ground, 10 tefachim high, already. And now he wants to make a new Machitza for the Kaufaf. So So he thinks he's got poshteitza. He'll build, the mechitza is 10 tefachim high, he'll build another 10 tefachim. He's built a new mechitza all around. He put it straight on top, noch 10 tefachim. The Torah says it's no good. Why is it no good? Because the ikka mechitza is always the lowest 10 tefachim. And yeah, it's already, we've already got mechitza till Abel Rukia. So this extra mechitza is nishka mechitza. However, zog the mechaber, if the mechitza sinks, and then it'll be betoich the new mechitza, then it's alright because he's used his new mechitza which he made specially for the diga. Zok the mechaber siv ches bona mechitza al rishoyne laki tzel gemur bona mechitza al rishoyne laki for el yodam le diga. So he extended the mechitza which already was there, which wasn't a good mechitza, higher ain't a moil. V'im nivlu atachtoynes v'nisharu elyoinim aleim. But if the lower wall sank and now he's got the new mechitza which he made, Nitzal Yodom, that's good. He could have made it a year ago. But the Masi was made Ladiva, he tried. And now we're using it. So it's a good mechitza now. Aval. But tell Yosef, here we got a heter though. Tell Yosef in Messiah and also mechitzas. So if you have a tell, we said many times, you have a tell, you have this box, it's a Yosayuchid, because on top is a mechitza, because we imagine those mechitzas go up. But so what happens if I've got such a tell? And then we said yesterday, a tell is mukaf, it's very nice, it's a Yosayuchid, it's a kalfaf. So, I need to make new mechitzas. On top of that, I'll make new mechitzas now. So, al pisvora, you've already got mechitzas. This is no good. Kamash malon, it is good. Because lemasa betoich mekifa, even without sinking or anything. Why? Because betoich mekifa, mechitzas so'ir, he is now really within. True, there is imaginary mechitzas before he started. Because the lower mechitzas, the tel mechitzas, the gidud, al pi halacha, rises to make a mechitza. But lemasa on top, he now made mechitzas which, if you look around, he is living within those mechitzas, so it's good. I will tell. Yosem is the sign, but also mechitzas afil asvosu ledira, moil, even it's not asvosu, even wherever he made it. Shari da, but ava mechitzas shos ata. Zod the Mishnah Berurah, shin and ches, siv kotten nun vav, ein oim moil, do loim ahani, le kaufe, vlo midi. It doesn't help the extra 10 on top, shari beloizah mukav kva. Aber vim divla tachtoy nishoye oforach v'tichurach v'nech betakoyzat shoye nishvesu otor megoiva. Mishnah Berurah says, chidish, achap. Mishnah Berurah says, let's say I had 10 tefachim, and then I built on top another 10. No good. When is it good? How much sinks?
Any amount.
Oh, so Mishmur is a chiddush. So chayre, because if you would have thought the whole 10 has to sink. So Mishmur, no. Because as soon as a half of the 10 sank, you haven't got mechitza anymore. And so you've added a half. And you added a half is also good, we learned before. A chap from the Mishmur. Actually over there. There's none of the old 10, it's already good. So he doesn't bring it from anyone. Nun here he says, it's push it, it should be like that. It's a chap of the Mishmur. When you learn the Stamos, you say, oh, 10 has to go in the ground. You don't need 10 to go in the ground. As soon as a half has gone in the ground, you're left with 9.5 of the old. And if you would have sliced off a half on the top and added a half, it'll also be good, we learned before. You've made a 10 mechitzas, it's the same thing here. They were made good, but they didn't work because they weren't needed. They weren't there as a mechitza because you had a mechitza. If you make on top of a tel with slim, if you'd be making it three tefachim in, so it's a new wall. We learned even if you have existing wall above and you make three tefachim in, it's good. But the chiddush is even if I made it within, close to three, mamash on top of it, moil. Helps. Alpha got the below mechitza. Say, "Oh, yes, we're going to tell us so. We use our book of made of a tismuk of Alpha. We can show you the given day in a dollar matter by you're not living inside the tell. I mean, no. If you'd be living there, I'll give you a muscle where I've done this practically, and that is, we won't go for us. If you go down Bristol Street, on the left hand side is Mandley Park. Mandley Park, now there's a mechitza there, a brick mechitza, which is a tell for Mandley Park. It's filled in with soil. It's a tell, it's grass on top. On top of that, there's a railing mechitza. So we have the two mechitzas. So if we were to want to, which I was at the time, I wanted to be Makif Mandley Park. Yeah? So I have to break down the mechitza and make a new one. So I broke down Pintaka Karen Zovius at the bottom of Bristol Street, right to the corner, on the corner. I didn't do 10 hours, 10 hours is a long way, just to Karen Zovius, broke down, took away the railing, and then I put back the railing. So I have to go two. Firstly, I put back, I've made a new kalfa because I put back a Karen Zovius. I tell me underneath, if I would be trying to be Makif Bristol Street, it wouldn't have helped. You just put another mechitza on top. But because I was trying to be Makif the park, so the park doesn't matter because it's built on a tell. Because it matters now, you look at this mechitza, I've made a new mechitza, so it's good. That's what he says here. Moil, for our forgot to below mechitzas elu or yes, but go over tell us of you some good mail. I can show you to give a day in the dollar matter boy, but he's not living on Bristol Street, he's not living on the bottom, he's living a lot tell but go over the mala. How you had a rubber? Now, Mahani le ram mechitz al yoinus, but of toinus le man le medic, the same shari dot. Why? The Russian Mahani is a bit schwer, because it does help him up be a locha. But if you're looking around and you feel, I want to be surrounded, then I want to be surrounded. I'm not surrounded by the brick wall that's underneath me. Even though I'll be a loch, it's a thing. The word Mahanile, it helps. I feel I'm in Mechitzas.
Mechitza helps normally as
Mechitza. That's how Vade helps as Mechitza. But the feeling of being in a Mechitza is good enough for this thing of Kalfif. That's the Kiddush. But I'm in Mechitzas. For Levi Inan, she has a Kama Mechitzas. And the Kim Shimon Mechitzas, Hashem Diyo Sagi, Vishash Shabri Nashwali Yodah Tel Gubba, she gave us a 20 times to give. Always, you only need 10 Tvachim, 10 Amas. I feel like it's a Levi Inan, she has a Kama Mechitzas, or you can make a Karen Zovius like the Chazanish. So that's what we did. We made the Karen Zovius and we had the tin, and then the park became Mukim Ladira. Look, the Shittas wasn't till then, for whatever reason. Don't go into it now. Sieftes is.
When you took down that wall,
yeah.
The master thought that wall was attic.
I don't. Just straight to Machaba. I will tell you some of the sign which had the good of that, but also Machitas Afil also was a Ladira. I did just straight to Machaba. Moyel. Shahari, now, when you look from the park, you don't see that Machitza. It's a Chiddish. I've had up your luck, it was always Rushus Ayochid. Nevertheless, because da, the Machitas, other Machitas also after, when you look around, you don't see the tell. Maybe it's good enough in Hilchas Kalfa to do this. Straight to Machaba. Just state. Just state. Da, but other Machitas is good. Next sif is the when learnt incorrectly is the pain of every Erev, maker. State also, till now we've learnt how to make a kalfif, how to make a kalfif good. Now let's imagine we've made already a kalfif all round. Let's say we've made a kalfif, we'll take, because we know better Manchester, it's easier. Let's imagine somebody made an Erev round the whole of Manchester, the whole of Broughton Park, and he's got Erev there. So, very good. So, as the Chazanish says, every street is a kalfif, was a kalfif, and now we've changed it. We've been makifit, makifit the dira, everything now, we can make here a eruv now. It's all become a Rosh Hashayochid and not a kalfif. It hasn't got any dira based asayim, it's very good. Hence again, and the council decide, I'll give you a mushel where, at the bottom of Tetlow Lane, there's a big grassy area, yeah?
Yeah.
They decide, let's make it more rural. We're going to plant here a load of
trees.
Or even worse, they're going to plant their wheat. We're going to plant a whole load of wheat here. Looks nice, and then besides looking nice, we want to teach the people agriculture. We're going to plant a whole load of wheat. So, we've already made this whole calf of Mukaf Ladira. It was kosher. Instead, now it's become spoilt. Why has it become spoilt? Because even though we said a kalfah becomes mokel adira, and a kalfah isn't, if the kalfah wouldn't be connected to any houses, we put all the cheshbonos, we don't do it right, it's a kalfah. We're not allowed to carry a kalfah more than basis sound. That we know. But the minute we made it a kalfah, as I said last time, we don't start saying now everyone's going to do the washing in the street. It's a kalfah. It's a kalfah, which is mokel adira. Now we've made it makel adira because we want it adira. We want it to have it as if it's a adira. That's fine. Everything's good. Obviously, though, I put dinim, there's certain ways how you can make a kalfif ois kalfif. If you put something there, zot the gemara, which is a stira to dira, you leave it empty and you walk there, you do, you go on Shabbos, you have a picnic, isn't it? Even though it's not a mamush, a place where you do chatzera, you're washing there. But if you start making it in a way which is a stira to dira, which is agriculture.
Yeah, yeah.
Agriculture. You start planting there, zroi. That can't be a calf of Mukhef Ladira. It's a stira to Mukhef Ladira, and it makes the whole place ois dira. Does the chiddush do? So how does that work? How much does it have to be? So there's three halachas over here. So first let's start. Tziv test. Calf of Yosem is a sayim shahukhef Ladira v'nota ruboy ulonis. And even if ruboy, we've got not such a big town, you've got a calf in your back garden, and it's three base a sayim. And you put in a freezer, and you planted roy with ilonis. That doesn't matter. I feel it ain't on a two shoes, the machlokes in Gemara, whether only if they're straight or if they're not in an orderly fashion, makes no difference, we paskin. Ain't no mevatel nadira. They're not mevatel dira. Why? Because we already said yesterday, even though we said a tree is not mevatel a calf from its size, but because a tree belongs there, so in the same way we use it, when I've been makif the calf of ladira, I'm leaving it as a calf. It's good kalfav, but it's allowed to have trees in it. Kalfav is not a stira to a kalfav mukhef ladira. A kalfav mukhef ladira has got trees in. A kalfav mukhef ladira is a place where you go for walks. 100% fine. A kalfav mukhef ladira is a place where you go for walks. Remember, we spoke about it, there was another guy today, we spoke about last, whether if you have a mukhef where you go for walks, whether you're allowed to, is it a kalfav or not? Shaila. That means a kalfav, I live over here, and I've got an open ground over, I've got a closed ground over there, which is a kalfav, and I only use it to go for walks. Has declared, is it mukhef, is it not mukhef, is that a tashmash dira? But once I've connected everything and made the whole place mukhef ladira, I've extended my garden long, long way, and surrounded it with a machshova, with an extra 10 amos wool to make it mukhef ladira, and that mukhef I only use to go for walks and to sit underneath the trees, excellent. That's what it's made for. That's a kalfav, which has now become mukhef ladira, connected to my house, connected to all the houses. Does it mukhef ladira? This is very good. Abba, if you go and plant there zroim, then you've got a problem. The avolim nizrubay azroim mevatel ladira afila ein bemel beisasayim. Because that's a stira to do. I made the picture, which makes it easier. Because there's three cases. It's very simple. If you look at these pictures, there's three cases in the mechaber. Each box of these is a base asayim. Is one saw, forget. Each box of these is one saw. Two boxes, base asayim. Kalfav, yosem, base asayim. Let's put a tree, let's put a house there, house there, house there, or a house near each one of them. Makif, I made the house, and then I was makif it afterwards, so they all became, all three of them became good, separate cases. Each one became a kalfav, mukhef, ladira, and you can carry there. Came along somebody, and he planted zroim. So, in the first case, he planted zroim over roiv of the base society, Yosem base society. So, too bad. The whole thing, the miyat, is negra'acha roiv, the whole thing now you can't carry. Second case, you had, again, it was a double, more than double a base society. A big huge, all very good. Somebody came and planted a base asayim, exactly, or less.
Is it half half?
No, it's not half half.
Less than half.
Less than half, or half or less.
This is bigger than
I
can see it.
One, two, three, four and a bit squares. So it's more than double a base asayim. And he planted exactly a base asayim or less, so it's a miyut of the whole base asayim. Doesn't matter.
It's okay.
It's okay?
Yeah.
It's okay. Later we'll see where you can carry where not. But Zichar doesn't pass all that. If, however, he planted roiv, then it's no good. So we've either got planting miyut, then it makes the whole thing no good. This one's no good. This is good. So either planting miyut of the base asayim spoils it, or either planting roiv of the base asayim spoils it, or planting miyut, but the miyut is more than the base asayim.
What about 50-50 chetzi chetzi?
The Mishabur is speaking about. Wait a second. All right. Yeah. So that's the three cases. So the first case is.
Well, it's still good. You can carry everywhere, even though.
That's tomorrow. Avolim Nizra Ruboy. Avolim Nizra Ruboy. Hazroim Mevatlin Adira. So this is the first case. Roiv of the base of the kalfif, which I made a nice kalfif, is spoilt because it's roiv. So the white part, which is still not planted, becomes nigracha roiv, all no good. Even if they haven't got sasayim, even if they're a lot less than a sasayim, but they're roiv of the base sasayim, they spoil it. Nizram biut, if you only planted a bit, Aim better, so sigh in the second case. It's mute of the whole Kaufith. It's the whole Kaufith is very big. And it's only mute. 1, 2, 3, 4.5 squares. It's only 2 squares, but the 2 squares is a base of sign or less. Doesn't matter. Im aim by other sasayim mutter. Yoisim sasayim, if it's a whole base of sign and a bit drop bigger, even though it's still a mute, because this is 3, 4, 5, 6 bases. Doesn't matter. It's also. Also, the whole thing's also. So the Mishnah Berurah. V'not togu boy who added kuloi shulshus. You can fill it with trees. It doesn't matter. And we haven't ain't no mevatel nadiru samachid avida entering toilonos b'chatzayt service. You can have planted onus. Has roi mevatel nadiru the bezroinim ledor entering avale ginner. V'also letatel abush ain't in Israel. And even the meat you can't carry in the bottle daily gabu rubu kazera kuladam yas. You can't carry there. I feel it ain't been with Salim and Beshetach, more come as we are based aside, ain't so like a heck of deer. I feel okay also. The kiv and the mirrored bottle, the gab of Rive, so we look at the whole thing is now spoiled. Because Rive is not good. Even though the Rive wasn't a lot far less than a base aside, but it's Rive of your base aside. How you kill a kulin is a kulaiki is a base aside, so it's no good. Abba, I feel it ain't well as a sign, or Rudim Pochas Kimshem or Rive, or Yachatim Yesh base aside. But if it's Nizra Miut, Nira Duadin Mechza Mechza, or half-half, then it doesn't matter. Im Ein Beirut Zulei Mokam Azruel Mutter. If you haven't got Beis HaSayim Dein Kirch, B'Mir Levat L'Rov Shukal Adir Amirt. The Amirt can't make a din on the rest. And the Amirt Hatzma is not a problem, because it's not Yosem Beis HaSayim. Gamke Deluya Eile Gabba Tidein Espat L'Rov Shukal Adir Gamke Lamid Dor Beis HaSayim L'Zor Hekav Dir. It's just a Beis HaSayim. The problem is always a drop more than Beis HaSayim. And this is just a Beis HaSayim or less, can't make a problem. But if it's Yosem Beis HaSayim, the title of the Kulad Amir Tosa, Kim Joshua Yosem Beis HaSayim, Eino Nitabali Hekav Adir, Zroi Mevatlam Chichel Adir, Vrova Kav Yanka Nefna, Shabasur, Pazur, Zroi Shemokam Osa. So this becomes Osa, and once this becomes Osa, because it's more than the Beis HaSayim, that part also becomes Osa. So what's the problem with this halacha? The problem with this halacha is, because in the Alter Zeiten, the problem was, with the Bialocha Ret, along Bialocha, in the Alter Zeiten, these things happened. It was quite common. In the middle of the town, suddenly they went to the bottom of Tetlo Lane and they planted a base of Sayim, Yosem base of Sayim, Yosem base of Sayim, makes a problem to the whole town. Finished. Comes again the Dvar Shmuel, Friedrich Aachen, 400 years ago, and he says, later we'll learn in next year that this is a problem, this din is a din in a Kaufuf. However, if you had a Chotzer, and in your own Chotzer, your private Chotzer, and you started planting there, is a suffix in the Rosh, whether a chotzer, which is a strong place of dira, you can also spoil with zroim. Yeah. So the Dvar Shmuel got sad that in a town which is surrounded, that's not this. Zroim doesn't spoil. Doesn't matter if you have zroim. Doesn't matter. You can have zroim. This is talking about an inherent kaufuf. But once you have a town which is surrounded all over with houses all over, it doesn't matter as Zeroyim. Zeroyim can't be in battle the whole town. I mean, you can walk in the Zeroyim itself, because Kesiklen, you can't. Oh, but it doesn't matter the whole town. So this is a shitta which is brought by the Dvar Shmuel, brought by the Moir Ktzia, brought by the thing. A lot of them bring it. And even the Mishabriya Bri Alocha says, Yesh lo hokul b'shasat chak. Right? Mishabriya says, if it's got no fence round, it's good. Come to the shitta. If it's got a fence round, it's a bad thing. Totally with a fence round. It's got a fence round with a pizza. That's worse. That's not the Mishra Bialoch. That's the Bialoch. But he's not pasting like that. Because if you want to be soymach on it, you can be soymach on it. So as soon as anybody tells you there's a kalf over here, kalf over there, as long as it's in the middle of a town and it hasn't got a fence round with a pizza, it's open in Gansen, I won't say it's no problem. No, the Loshen is. The call upon him ain't lahokal yoisim mamasha kasavnu, that if it hasn't got a fence round, it's Mesaid. The problem is, the Chazanish, and Anders, you know. The Chazanish was ma'ira that a kaufuf is not only Zroim. A kaufuf is a place, I mean, not kaufuf. Mm-hmm. To spoil a kaufuf, it's not only if you have Zroim, which state in Shulchan Aruch L'Chayra, it's even if you have a place which nobody would ever go and walk there. That also spoils a kaufuf. Azoy the Chazanish geschrieben. And the Chazanish wrote next to it, V'ho'oilam ein nizhorim b'zeh. But we're not makpid. But I hold that. The Moshe Landau, Zangezint, told me, as the Chazanish tainted like this in Vilna, umor nish maskim gewinnt zeh. This is what he said. This is the words he said. Zangezint. So this is what he told me. So not nish maskim gewinnt zeh. But recently, wrong Chazanish. So Mela, people are very frightened that if you have a place which is overgrown with brambles or things like that, so nobody's going to walk there. Mela, that would make, if it's a Mesa sign, that would make a kalfuf, and then you spoilt the hekuf of the whole town. This is the problem in towns, Eruv.
But that area near the Heathlands has a path going through the brambles.
Oh, very good. If you have a path going through, say, Kloch Chazanish, you haven't got Mesa sign on either side, that's good. That's one thing. But even come to the Chazanish, that's all because people don't walk there. The Chazanish lived before, long before the Ramblers Association, all these type of people. So Lamoshal, the moors. I personally took people to the moors, and I went by, and they said, who walks? I'm talking about the moors on Moor Lane.
Pismal.
Yeah, it was pouring with rain, and somebody came with tiners. How can you be mad at such a place? Chazanish Zog. Not like the Chazanish is no problem. Nobody's planted everything there. And it was pouring with rain, and he says, who walks here? Who walks here? And two dog walkers came with their umbrellas walking in the middle of the pouring rain. So people walk there. Even according to the Chazanish, people walk there, it's not a problem. Chazanish was worried on a place where people don't walk. That was the Chazanish. It's the Chumash. And even after the Chazanish, we have to keep in mind that the Dvar Shmuel told us that if it's open, it's bottled to the Shtot, if it's a Shtot. We can go on and on speaking about this for hours. That's the Yesodus Shtot.
About those allotments on Abba near
Ireland. So allotments is already a place where people have planted things. So that is already a problem, because that was Roy. Yeah. Yitochan is right.
Flowers as well? They plant flowers?
Flowers? Flowers is different. They don't sell the flowers. It's illegal.
And the pot?